From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Humboldt County DA has identified 801 convictions dating back to 1982 and agreed to their redesignation from felonies to misdemeanors. These are all related to cannabis charges. When the list provided to Humboldt County included just 35 cases, the DA directed her staff to conduct their own search. Historically in Humboldt County, some people charged with health and safety code sections requested and were granted the opportunity to plead guilty to health and safety code because that conviction could be reduced to a misdemeanor upon successful completion of probation. Therefore, the DA's office also included violations of that code section in the search. The search dated back as far as possible given available records and yielded about 3,500 violations across more than 800 separate cases. Some violations were not eligible for redesignation because they involved methamphetamine or heroin, but all violations involving cannabis were knocked down. Three additional cases of COVID-19 reported Wednesday. They bring the total to 136 in Humboldt County for residents who've tested positive for the virus. Two of the new cases were acquired through contact with a known case. The means of transmission for the other case is under investigation. Arcata Fire District recently receiving two new life-saving tools. They're known as Firefighter Lucas, benefiting patients and firefighters by providing continuous chest compressions in cardiac resuscitations. Fire Chief Justin McDonald saying the Lucas device is a great asset to the team. They only have two engine companies on duty, and it would be extremely difficult to provide enough staffing to provide all the tasks involved with CPR. The Lucas frees up firefighters from doing compressions to focus on other important treatments as part of the resuscitation efforts. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched yesterday to a local hospital for the report of a gunshot victim that had just arrived. Deputies responded to the scene. They found a 50-year-old man was reportedly retrieving his firearm for cleaning at a property in the Willow Creek area when the firearm fell and accidentally discharged. The victim sustained a gunshot wound to the face. North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District, in coordination with Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity County Public Health, is providing information to help prepare the public for wildfires. The 2020 wildfire season will have the added complication of COVID-19 precautions. They also have some documents you can check out, protecting your family from wildfire smoke and school air quality activity recommendations. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.